I don't think that there is another genus that in one genus has both the most widely distributed and grown plant and some of the most expensive, harder to find, rare collectible plants. Also in one genus, a plant that is grown as much for its flowers as it is its gorgeous foliage. It's the Anthurium genus, plant friends. It's everything, and we're going to talk about it.
Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants.
Plant care is self-care on Growing Joy.
Hello, plant friends. Welcome. Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast. I'm Maria. I'm here to help you care for plants and grow joy while doing so. If you're new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Welcome home. I'm so honored and privileged to be a part of your planty journey. And this is part of the Growing Joy with Leaf Joy mini-series brought to you by Proven Winners Leaf Joy. They are growing incredible houseplants. And I am so thankful that they partnered with me on these genus deep dives because it's so important to understand high-level care for each genus of plant because plants are different, right? Like I said, if you've taken my plant parent personality test or you've heard me talk about it before, there isn't the right starter plant for everyone. There are the right plants for different lifestyles. And Anthurium is going to be a great choice for many people because of what a wide variety there are within the genus. But you need to understand it. You need to understand what's going on. So by the end of today's episode, you will confidently know how to care for your Anthurium, but you also will leave with a couple of different suggestions for different types of Anthurium that you might want to try based on your personality type and what I think is cool and what I'm growing right now. So I love Anthurium for many reasons. One of the reasons I love Anthurium is because of their heart-shaped leaves. So many different species of Anthurium within the Anthurium genus have these gorgeous, long, skinny stems with these enormous, dark green, heart-shaped leaves with gorgeous veining on them. And a reason why I love heart-shaped leaves, I've actually dedicated an entire chapter to them in my book, Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, is it's a wonderful opportunity to practice gratitude. So I'd love to offer you before we dive into plant care, Anthurium troubleshooting, different Anthurium species for you to try, no matter what Anthurium you bring home, I would love for you to use your Anthurium in a gratitude practice. Anytime you see the heart-shaped leaf looking at you from your home, you know, mine is near my desk. So every time I turn my head and I see my little heart-shaped leaf Anthurium, I say a quick moment of gratitude for something or someone in my life. It can be as simple as the roof over your head, keeping you safe, or it can be about a person or a thing or an opportunity, whatever you're grateful for. There's always something in life you can be thankful for. And you can use your beautiful Anthuriums and their heart-shaped leaves as a gratitude opportunity, right? And the world needs more gratitude right now. So anyway, I digress. That's my little mental health wellness note about Anthuriums. I also just think they look so cool. This skinny stem with large leaves, that's such a jungle vibe. The gorgeous veins that they have, the contrast between the dark green leaf and the light veins and how many varieties they come in. I mean, there is truly an Anthurium for everyone. And we're going to go through the easiest to care for Anthurium and the hardest to care for Anthurium. So stay tuned. So like any of these Growing Joy with Leaf Joy series episodes or any sort of genus deep dive, I'm always going to zoom out and do a high level. Where do these plants live in nature before we dive into how do we care for them indoors? So Anthurium hail from the lush jungles of Central and South America, right? So that's immediately going to tell you that they like humidity. They're getting dappled light. They have a really interesting anatomy. So like I said, they have a heart-shaped leaf. The space, like the top of the heart, like the indent of the top of the heart of the leaf is called the sinus. The flower of an Anthurium is very interesting. Anthuriums are grown for their flowers as much as they are for their foliage. And the flower is actually made up of a spadix and a spathe. So what a lot of people would think is the quote unquote petal of an inflorescence, a flower spike on an Anthurium, is actually called the spathe. And the spadix is the long, skinny thing that shoots out of the middle of the flower. And that's actually where the flowers are. now, when we go back to the leaf of an anthurium, the most predominant vein that goes down the middle of the leaf is going to be called the midrib. Then you have the veins that you can get totally lost and mesmerized in. So it's a very interesting plant, and it really does give those tropical jungle vibes. It's a really awesome way to bring that jungle element into your home. There are multiple different types of anthurium that you can grow. So there's obviously the kind of upright heart-shaped leaf anthurium that I've talked about, but there are also bird's nest anthuriums, which are absolutely gorgeous. I'm growing a couple of them. And if you want an epic statement plant, I would highly suggest a bird's nest anthurium. I feel like they're not discussed as much as their heart-shaped leaf counterparts, but they're so gorgeous. The leaves are so sturdy and strong and enormous. And if you're looking for a big plant to take up like a large kind of dead space in a corner, or if you want like a statement plant for your living room table or something, a bird's nest anthurium could be a great option because they get really big. And because they grow in that bird's nest rosette shape, the leaves stick out and the plant becomes really big and wide. It takes up a lot of space. So it's a really cool plant for those reasons as well. Another interesting thing, and I'm going to talk to you about my Anthurium crystallinum, a cutting a listener sent me in a bit. But one thing that I found through growing anthuriums from very small cuttings is their leaves take you on a colorful journey. So when the leaf pops out, or many anthuriums, not all anthuriums, but when like an Anthurium crystallinum leaf pops out, it's actually quite purple, almost red. And as the leaf ages, it starts to turn light green, darker green, darker green, until it takes that classic Anthurium crystallinum heart-shaped leaf with all the veins. So it's also really fun to watch the new growth of Anthurium and watch the leaves evolve from juvenile to mature, which is another reason why they're really fun to have. The leaves kind of like take you on this journey as they grow in. And now, without further ado, we can talk a little bit about care. So it's pretty simple with Anthurium. You want the soil to be generally moist with watering. You don't want to let your Anthurium dry out. That's when you're going to start to see the plant's leaves start to curl or kind of droop over. So you want generally moist soil. Don't let them dry out. But I will say, I feel like my Anthurium tolerate drying out a little bit better than like an Alocasia does. But you're going to want to keep generally moist soil. With light, they're on the understory of the jungles, right? So when it comes to light, you want to be mindful that you don't want to burn the plant's leaves, but you also want to give the plant enough light so that the leaves can grow really big. Like if you want a really epic anthurium, you need to give it a pretty good amount of light. I grow mine under grow lights, but you don't want to give it too much light because then you might start to see signs of leaf burn. So bright indirect light, strong bright indirect light, err on the brighter side, right, than the lower side. There are anthuriums that are low light tolerant, like the flamingo plant, the Anthurium adrianum. They can be low light tolerant. But if you want to grow really robust, healthy, happy houseplants, anthurium that have really big, robust, healthy leaves, you're going to want to, you know, give it that bright indirect light, emphasis on bright. They do love humidity if you can give it to them. So if you have a very dry house, your anthurium might start to have crisping on the edges, or like the leaf tip might start to get crispy. So if you have that issue, you can boost with humidity. Plants like Anthurium like between 60, 70% humidity, 40, 50% humidity if you can give it. My plants are in my home, which is probably 30% humidity, and they're doing okay. And I would say they're definitely less sensitive to humidity than their Alocasia siblings. But if you see a uniform browning on the edges of the leaves, that is likely due to humidity. Boost your humidity, your Anthuriums will be happier. Also, Anthurium is a wide genus that has a lot of different species that tolerate humidity differently, right? So I've had the flamingo plant, the Anthurium adrianum, for years and years and years. I've never had it in a humidifier. It's fine. It's totally hardy, right? But then as you get into the more delicate, you know, special sensitive Anthuriums, like some of the crystallinums, those plants that have thinner leaves that are a little bit more sensitive, might have more variegation, are going to be more sensitive to humidity. So know your plant, give your plant a Google, but in general, they're going to love humidity. And if you see uniform browning, it means more humidity. Troubleshooting. I want to talk about an Anthurium crystallinum that a plant friend sent me. Shout out, Joey. He sent me a cutting of an Anthurium crystallinum of his for my wedding, which was so fun. It arrived in gorgeous condition. It had three leaves. It had a really robust root structure. I had the plant for a while and I left and I think I didn't get a plant sitter, or the plant sitter missed that plant. It dried out and I lost all the leaves. So I will say, like, don't let your anthuriums dry out, because you'll lose the leaves and then the plant will be kind of brought down to the studs. So It was so sad. This was a cutting. The stakes were high with this plant. The leaves died off because I underwatered it. But what happened was, I will say anthuriums can be resilient. So before I just tossed the crystallinum out, I was like, let me go under and see the root structure. Let me see what's going on under the soil before I toss this thing. I took the nub, right? It had no leaves on it. I took the nub of the anthurium out and I saw that all the roots were still beautiful and pink and supple, right? So I kept watering the soil. I kept watering the plant, the root structure, and I put a humidity dome on top of it. That's just like a glass kind of dome that you can buy at any like local plant shop or online. And lo and behold, after a couple of months of me watering that root structure, it sent off 3 new leaves. And now I am proudly parenting, you know, bringing this anthurium back to life. It's got 3 leaves and counting. So don't let the soil dry out. And also, if you do see an anthurium ailing, put up the humidity. And if you can't up the humidity by, you know, doing a humidifier, you can always get those glass cloches or pop it in a terrarium. You can find these glass humidity domes online at most plant shops. But also, if you like have a local thrift store or estate sales, you can usually find these at antique shops and estate sales like for really cheap. I found them at Goodwill and Salvation Army for like $4 before. So always go check your glassware at your local thrift store to see if there are any cloches that you can turn into humidity domes for your plants. Because not just with anthuriums, if you have any plant that starts to go south, putting it in a houseplant hospital is a great idea. That's something we talked about with Mart Hatchadurian on our episode on begonias a long, long while ago. But having that houseplant hospital ready, upping the humidity so the plant can kind of be set up for success to bounce back is a great idea. Also, because anthurium like evenly moist soil, if you are someone who struggles with keeping soil evenly moist, you can use a watering orb. I recently found this terracotta spike that has this like ceramic mushroom on top. It's in the YouTube video of this episode if you're interested in seeing it. But there's all sorts of different watering orbs, which you basically fill with water and stick into the soil and it'll water the soil slowly. You could also try self-watering pots if that's a route you wanted to take, but you know, set yourself up for success. So now I'd love to walk you through all of the different anthurium in my collection and the hardest ones to take care of, the easiest ones to take care of. So no matter where you are on your plant parent journey, no matter what type of plant parent you are, I want you to have an anthurium that empowers you. And also, if you haven't taken my plant parent personality test, I highly suggest you do. Plantparentpersonality.com. You'll get your free personality and a list of curated houseplants for you to shop for that are perfect for your lifestyle. And at the end of this episode, you'll know which anthurium is perfect for you if you take the test. So let's dive into some different species. Before we dive in, I want to thank Proven Winners Leaf Joy, the sponsor of today's episode and the partner of the Growing Joy with Leaf Joy mini series on the podcast, where we are empowering you to care for houseplants successfully and grow joy in your life by doing so with Leaf Joy. If you haven't heard about Proven Winners Leaf Joy, they are growing some of the best houseplant material on the market. I visited their greenhouse before I agreed to partner with them. They select the best plant genetics, the best plant material. They grow it in a state-of-the-art fancy greenhouse, which they've just expanded. Their plant tags are epic. They have the Latin names on them. They have the care guides on them. They really grow their plants with the customer success in mind. So next time you're at your favorite garden center, ask for Proven Winners Leaf Joy and look for the Proven Winners Leaf Joy plant tag. You will not be disappointed in the variety and quality of the plants. I have been growing so many Leaf Joy plants over the last year, and I have been blown out of the water with how robust their roots are, what vigorous growers they are, how robust the plants are. You never get a plant with like 2 leaves on it when it's a Proven Winners Leaf Joy plant. You get big, bushy, juicy, wonderful plants. So find Plant Joy and Leaf Joy. You can head to provenwinners.com to find your local Leaf Joy dealer and let me know what plant you take home on your socials. Okay, without further ado, let's dive into anthuriums. Number one, Anthurium adrianum, the flamingo plant. I know I've mentioned it a couple of times. I think it is such a wonderful plant for so many different types of plant parents, whether you're the mindful plant parent and you want to grow it for the joy of seeing it flower, whether you're a low maintenance plant parent and you don't have a lot of time and you need a more drought tolerant anthurium, right? There are so many reasons to grow this plant. The flowers are so gorgeous and it flowers prolifically. I have had one for multiple years and it is in flower like 75% of the year. And it's got these beautiful red flowers, but the flamingo plant, the Anthurium adrianum, comes in every single flower color because these plants are now bred for the flower market. You see the Anthurium flowers in a lot of bridal bouquets and a lot of like flower arrangements. So you can get flowers in red, orange, pink, white, like whatever you want. So if you don't have an Anthurium Adrianum, what are you doing? They're widely available. LeafJoy has them in their H2O line. So LeafJoy has a great H2O line. They're these really beautiful glass containers that are filled with water that the Anthurium Adrianums are in. These are amazing gifts because it is a hardy plant. It is lower light tolerant. It's growing in water. So if you need to give someone a gift, I would highly suggest getting them a blooming Anthurium as a gift. But now let's get to the fancier stuff because you've probably encountered a flamingo plant before. Let's get into some of the newer varieties that I've been growing. So we can start with the crystallinums, obviously. So I have the crystallinum that was a cutting from my friend Joey that I'm still growing, but I'm growing a couple of different crystallinum varieties I wanted to tell you about. So with Proven Winners LeafJoy, they have an Anthurium Alexandrite is right. It is so cool. Its leaves transition from ruby red to emerald green, much like its namesake gemstone, Alexandrite. So Alexandrite is a gemstone that when looked at, like depending on the reflection of the sun, it's different colors. And if you look at this leaf, it shimmers, like it shimmers all these different colors. It has this really beautiful silvery veining on it. It's so beautiful. It's almost fuzzy to touch. It's like a living jewel. So I highly recommend that plant. One of my other favorite anthuriums that I'm growing is called Anthurium Heart's Desire, Silver Blush. It's a chubbier heart-shaped leaf. So where the Alexandrite is right is still a heart-shaped leaf, but it's like slimmer. The Heart's Desire is like a chunky heart. I don't know how else to explain it. It's definitely the most humidity sensitive in my collection. It's getting a little bit of crisping because I don't have a humidifier in the room that I have it in, but it's so pretty. It has such intense veining. The leaves emerge in a blushed tone and then they mature to green, but it has such gorgeous, prominent, pale veining that's reminiscent of a rib cage holding a heart. And that's why it's called Heart's Desire, because the leaves almost look like rib cages, which is kind of wild. And I kind of love that. So check out Anthurium's Heart's Desire if you have or ask for one in your local plant shop. Then there's the Anthurium Doriaki Silver, which is a gorgeous hybridized version of the crystallinum. It has thicker, larger, more circular leaves with really beautiful silver veining. It's that classic like crystallinum look. It's like crystallinum's cousin that's really gorgeous. And then we also have the Anthurium Clarinervium, which I love because it really does look a lot like the crystallinum, but it's a darker green. It's a thicker green leaf. It's like a little bit more succulent. If you watch the YouTube video, that's the counterpart to this podcast episode, because I do this with like a show and tell on YouTube. Clarinervium and crystallinum, those two words are so similar. Anthurium clarinervium. So if you're comparing the Anthurium clarinervium and the Anthurium crystallinum, they look very similar. They're heart-shaped leaves, green leaves, veining, gorgeous. But the clarinervium is a little bit darker green, a little bit of a thicker, waxier leaf, a little bit more succulent. If you can't tell the plants apart, don't feel bad. They're hard to tell apart. But if you want to learn how to tell them apart, you should watch the YouTube video that I do on my YouTube, Growing Joy with Maria, where I show you all of these plants that I'm talking about in my collection and kind of demo the similarities and the differences. Okay, let's move into bird's nest anthuriums because I've been surprised at how much I like them. I like them for so many different reasons. I love the rosette style growth pattern. I love how thick and leathery the leaves are. I like how drought tolerant they are. I like how the new leaves emerge. I like everything about them. So let's talk about them. So the Anthurium Tall Tail Plaumanii, the leaves can get 3 feet tall. So like I said, these bird's nest anthuriums are great for like epically large statement plants if you're interested. That's a beautiful plant with really beautiful dark green, enormous leaves. I mean, you should go watch the YouTube video if you want to see the variety. And then the other plant that I love is the Anthurium Hookeri. I love that name, Hookeri, H-O-O-K-E-R-I. It's the bird's nest anthurium. It has an enormous nest of leaves. It's luxury. It's just gorgeous. The leaves are so dark green. Either one of those bird's nest anthuriums are going to have you so happy. Now, I saved the best for last. I think my favorite plant in my entire collection these days is the Anthurium Brownii. I believe this variety with Proven Winners LeafJoy is called Follow Your Heart. This plant is so amazing. It's enormous. It's like 3 feet tall. The leaves are huge. The leaves are more than a foot long. So the leaves are heart-shaped, but they also almost look like Cupid's bow from a different angle, which is why they call it follow your heart. It's like a play on Cupid's bow. It's more drought tolerant than some of my other anthuriums, which I love. Don't let it dry all the way out, but like, it's not too fancy. It's not too finicky. And it's such a statement plant. It's got these long, long, long stems with these big, big, big heart-shaped leaves. They kind of have like a wavy edge, dark, dark green, such a statement plant. I want to build like my whole living room in my new house in Florida around this plant. I'm so obsessed with it. So those are some different anthurium varieties that I've been growing lately that I've really been enjoying. I hope this was helpful. Let me know on the post on Instagram if I missed any anthuriums that you think are cool. Obviously, there's so many varieties in the genus. These are just a few varieties from Proven Winners Leaf Joy I've been trying over the last couple of months that I wanted to tell you about. Also, let me know what other genera, what other genus you want me to do deep dives on for this Proven Winners Growing Joy with Leaf Joy series. It's been so fun. But I hope this sets you up to win. If you're a mindful plant parent and you're going to be interacting with that plant on a daily basis, I think the Anthurium Heart's Desire Silver Blush would be so beautiful for you because it's got that ribcage heart experience. You can do a gratitude practice with it. If you're a low maintenance plant parent, I would say the Anthurium Brownii, the Follow Your Heart Anthurium is great because it is a little bit more drought tolerant. If you're a design-based plant parent, I would say either of the Bird's Nest Anthuriums would be amazing for you because there's these epic, huge statement plants that are so amazing. If you're an urban farmer plant parent, I would say if you're more interested in growing your own food, grow the flamingo plant, the Adrianum number one, because they're easy to take care of, but at least you could also harvest flowers for cut flower bouquets. And last but not least, the Curious Collector. If you're a Curious Collector, I would say try the Dorayaki Silver hybridized version of the Anthurium Crystallinum. So there is an anthurium for every plant parent personality and every person. Thank you so much to Proven Winners Leaf Joy for partnering with me on this episode and this mini series. I hope it helps you care for plants successfully and of course, keep growing joy. Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review? Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free. It's super fun. It takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're going to get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space. If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy. Plant friends, propagate knowledge and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, plant friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in.
There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up. So you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya, and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test. Because, plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right house plants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.